Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Again, want to invite some of you who may be interested in helping us do some health reporting to email us. We're looking for people who have been paid to take part in any kind of medical trial. It's part of our Uncommon Economic Indicators series, and WNYC's Fred Mogul will be on the show next week to discuss one way that people are actually raising cash for themselves in these recessionary times, participating in drug trials and medical device trials. So if you or someone you know has participated in a medical trial and you would like to share the story with us, please email it or email your contact information to newstips@wnyc.org. Again, we're collecting stories of people who've participated in drug trials for money. If you're willing to tell your story or consider telling your story, email newstips@wnyc.org, and we're going to do a show on this next week. Also, still breaking this morning, the sad news that one of those Ecuadorian brothers who was beaten in Bushwick Sunday and the bias crime has died, according to sources speaking to the Associated Press this morning. So that's very sad news, and we'll have more on that in the newscast at the top of the hour. But the unbelievable breaking story this morning is that Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich was arrested today on federal corruption charges, accused of conspiring to sell the Senate seat that Barack Obama is vacating. And with us to fill us in on this story is David Mendel, Chicago Magazine blogger and the author of Obama, From Promise to Power, the political biography of Barack Obama that he spoke with us about during the campaign. David Mendel, welcome back to WNYC.
Well, good to be here, Brian.
Wow.
Yes, quite a day here in Illinois politics. It's just sort of our pay-to-play system, the endemic system of corruption that's been around here for a long time, has been splayed open for all to see.
A 76-page FBI affidavit, according to the Associated Press, said the 51-year-old Democratic governor was intercepted on court-authorized wiretaps over the last month, conspiring to sell or trade the vacant Senate seat for personal benefits for himself and his wife, Patty. Do you know who he was talking to on those wiretaps and what he was offering or who may have been offering what to him?
Well, I've been going through the lengthy indictment. It's complicated. There's individual A, lobbyist A, all sorts of different unnamed people. I've been trying to figure out who some of them are. I assume the number one Senate preferred candidate is Tammy Duckworth, who is an official in Blagojevich's administration and ran unsuccessfully for Congress here in Illinois, and has been sort of the premier candidate of the Democratic establishment for that job. She's a former Iraq War veteran who lost her legs in the war and was a very good congressional candidate, but lost in a conservative district for the Democrats.
So is Tammy Duckworth implicated?
It doesn't appear so. It looks like most of the Senate potential Senate candidates were sort of pawns in this whole scheme for Blagojevich, alleged scheme. Although it seems that most of this was caught on tape, on wiretapping. So he was trying to figure out which one of these candidates he could appoint to Barack Obama's Senate seat and get the most bang for him. Either it was for his political future, in that he would be appointed to a job with a local union, the Service Employees International Union, or that he could get a job on a 501c3, a nonprofit board, or have his wife put on some of a board. He was looking for financial return, is what is alleged here, for who he would appoint to that Senate seat.
It said, for example, Blagojevich talked about getting his wife placed on corporate boards where she might get $150,000 a year in director's fees. But again, who was he talking to about these things? Who was on the other side of these wiretap phone calls?
Most of the time he's talking with his own aides and how he can scheme to get this. He didn't seem to be getting much cooperation out of either the folks he was dealing with in the Obama administration or other Democratic leaders. Most of these appear to be conversations that he was having with his own aides. And then his aides would go out and talk to, were going out and talking to other aides of he had a Democratic consultant in Washington who had some contacts with the incoming administration. And so there are a lot of middlemen involved here.
Yeah. So this investigation is obviously going to have a lot of strands going forward. Do you know what tipped off the authorities and started this ball rolling?
Well, I tell you, his administration has been under investigation almost since its inception.
For all kinds of other things.
In 2002, for all kinds of other things. And what really was the linchpin here is a very close confidant of the governor about 2 months ago decided to cooperate with federal authorities. And that he did not wear a wire himself, but what happened is the federal judge allowed FBI investigators to begin wiretapping the governor's home phone as well as his phone at his campaign office, where he conducted a lot of business. So they've been recording conversations with the governor for about 2 months, and they're incredible to read about.
So just for the heck of it, we posted a question on our website, what would you pay for Barack Obama's Senate seat? And someone writes, what is the yearly salary of the Senate seat? I wouldn't pay more than the salary times three. But then someone responds, well, it's the luckiest seat in the Senate. So who knows where you'll be in 2 years' time? And somebody from Illinois writes, it's not so shocking. Our last governor, George Ryan, also went to prison on corruption charges. That's just Illinois politics for you. You think, David?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's how the system has operated here for a long, long time. And what we have is a Wyatt Earp in town right now. We've got Patrick Fitzgerald, a U.S. attorney, who is just laser focus on looking into the governor's administration, and he's looked into the Mayor Daley's administration, and officials there have been indicted. And it's it's a very sad commentary on how politics is done here in Illinois. It's obviously been done like this for a long time. But what's ironic is Governor Blagojevich came in running as a reformer, that he was going to put an end to all of this. But instead, it appears that everything just accelerated under his administration. The stakes went higher than ever.
And I guess we can assume that Barack Obama came through this environment unscathed. There's no skeleton in his closet that's going to come out after he's been elected president?
Well, there was Tony Rezko was his the thing that almost, torpedoed his candidacy before he even began his candidacy. That story had to play out here in Chicago, and it didn't hurt him that badly. But I remember saying on your show that the fact that he got through this system with very little mud on his suit and seemed to conduct himself with some probity through his time here in Illinois shows that he may have a little bit more moral fiber than a lot of politicians around here. So that's probably kudos to him for getting through the system.
So who's going to appoint Obama's successor now?
Wow, that's really up in the air. That depends on what happens with this investigation. If the governor were to resign from this, then the lieutenant governor, Pat Quinn, would assume that job, and I would think that he would be the person who would appoint the successor. But there are no signs yet that Governor Blagojevich is anywhere near resigning from his post, so it would still fall under his purview. But I heard the Illinois Republican chairman was talking on the television this morning about getting his members in the legislature together to start impeachment proceedings against the governor. And so if he would be impeached and removed from office, then that job would fall to Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn.
Well, there's more in here that we're not going to have time to explore in full. It's a long indictment. Tony Rezko's name is mentioned. Another count is that Blagojevich tried to force the Chicago Tribune to fire editorial board members, and a count related to the sale of Wrigley Field. So this is complicated and eye-popping stuff. The governor of Illinois arrested this morning on charges of conspiring to sell Barack Obama's vacant Senate seat. David Mendel from Chicago Magazine, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.